This stop at the National Hardware Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center, we find ourselves at Ames. Now, that's not a name I was really familiar with, but I'm kind of embarrassed because the history of it is absolutely respectable. We're talking with Karen Richwine. Tell us about Ames.
The Ames Companies has been manufacturing tools in America since 1774. In fact, we're the third oldest company in the United States, and we're proud of our heritage. We've been making tools to help build America, literally, since that time. Our tools have been used in the construction of the Statue of Liberty, projects like the Transcontinental Railroad, the Hoover Dam, as well as Mount Rushmore, and many other installations and infrastructures along the way.
And looking around, we're seeing a lot of consumer goods here for today. So the tools that y'all have on display here are a lot of landscape and garden.
That's right. Our key categories are lawn and garden tools, landscaping tools. We make spec grade tools for construction sites, shovels and wheelbarrows, hand tools, really any tool that the consumer or professional end user would need to get their job done and help make their job occur a little easier.
I will say I hadn't heard of the Ames name before, but I'll tell you I've heard of Jackson. That's the only wheelbarrow I've ever bought, and you can't go to a construction site we're on and not see a Jackson wheelbarrow.
So true. So the Jackson wheelbarrows are well known for their quality. The Jackson brand itself has been established and around since 1865. The Jackson brand of wheelbarrows, if you see a construction site or a construction truck and it has a blue wheelbarrow there, the chances are pretty good that it's a Jackson wheelbarrow, and that wheelbarrow would have been manufactured right here in America in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in our wheelbarrow plant.
And an interesting fact, there was, if somebody followed the news recently, y'all had a special visitor to that plant.
We did have a special visitor. President Trump visited our plant, the wheelbarrow plant, where the Jackson wheelbarrows are made, on April 29th. He stopped there along his way to a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he signed two trade agreements while he was at that plant to help with American trade. He chose us. I think, we have a great story of manufacturing here in America, and that site was selected as the place to sign those two trade agreements. So, you know, our employees were very excited to greet with him and meet with him, and it was a wonderful event.
And y'all have a combination of 14 different manufacturing and distribution and wood milling plants, correct?
That's correct. We have a number of wood mill plants from along the East Coast in the Appalachian area where we create the wood from logs for our wood handles, and those are all replenishable. We have a great program in replenishing the wood. We also have a facility in Carlisle, Pennsylvania that's a distribution and manufacturing facility. It's about a 2.6 million square foot facility. It helps service all of our national customers with shipping and getting the product to them. And we also have a distribution center in Reno, Nevada. And then we supplement that with the Harrisburg manufacturing plant where the wheelbarrows are made, and Camp Hill, our headquarters, where many of our long-handled tools are produced as well.
Now I want those listening to stop and think about that 2.6 million square feet. We did the math on that earlier. That's 63 acres under one roof.
It's so true. So we have over 100 dock doors, and one of the things that is exciting about our company and the size of is our ability to service our customers. So for example, if you're in an area where there's snow and you have a big snowstorm, we had one this year, and we had a really big one along the eastern coast last year, we can service very quickly out of that distribution center for emergencies like that to all of our top retailers and national retailers, helping to get those tools in the hands of people who need to use them very quickly. So, that's one of the reasons we have that infrastructure and one of the ways it helps our end users as well.
That's amazing. Well, it's a great story and a great American product. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time as well. And, look for us online at ames.com. That's one of our brands. And we also have many other branded websites online. Look us up and, stay in touch with us because we want to reach out to you. We have all the tools and wheelbarrows and everything else you could need.
Y'all are doing your part in building America. Consumers can do their part in buying America. Ames is AMES, ames.com.